Hare Krishna, I would like to start by giving you a little historical background about our retreats which we have been teaching all over the world. Many years ago in our movement, transformational seminars were offered, which aimed at bringing people from to the next steps in their life's development. These seminars had their value, but devotees felt they were not really consistent with our own philosophy, our own tradition, our own way of life, and therefore asked me, can you offer a transformational seminar? The question was, do we have something in our movement which could help devotees to make breakthrough experiences and really do what I call close the gap? There is a gap in our life, a gap which gives us a lot of problems. It's the difference between what we know we should do and what we do. Or the difference between what we know should be an Krishna conscious life, but what we actually experience. We hear chanting Hare Krishna frees us from material desires, but do we experience that? We hear Krishna consciousness is blissful at every step. Do we experience that? We hear visiting the holy Dham purifies our heart totally, but do we experience that? There seems to be a gap between the philosophy and our experience. What is that gap? I would say this gap is really inside our hearts. We all are something like divided souls. A divided soul is someone who knows what he should do, but he just can't do it. In philosophy, there is one man called Mr. Augustinus, one of the founding fathers of the Christian Church, who expressed very nice, almost in the terms which we also feel, what is our problem. The new will which I have is very weak still. My weak new will cannot conquer the old will, which is strengthened by long indulgence. And he says, am I not like a sleeping person who already woke up but lacks the willpower to finally get up and walk? Am I not like a sleeping person who pretends only he is asleep and suffers? These retreats are meant to help you to overcome this gap between the philosophy and your experience. These retreats are meant to actually purify your heart and give you an experience of who you are as an eternal soul and of Krishna. In this retreat, you are learning actually to connect with Krishna. Connection with Krishna. That's the goal which we aspire for. This connection with Krishna is something almost mystical, like the balance, the feeling of balance. Someone can tell us what is the feeling of balance on a bicycle, but unless we experience it, we really don't understand what it is. I remember when I was young, I bought from a little money which I had saved, I bought myself my first bicycle. It was a red bicycle. And I tried to ride on that bicycle. I was quite young, I believe, 8 or 9 years, or 10 years, you know, very young. And I just didn't get it. I always fell either to the left side or the right side. And I remember my father would tell me, balance, balance, balance. How do I balance? Father said, I don't know, somehow it comes. In the same way we tell our devotees and ourselves, connection with Krishna, devotees. And devotees, even after many years, are sometimes asking us, how do I get this? And it doesn't help them very much if one says to them, well, sambandha, sambandha, and uses just a Sanskrit word for the same thing. I today turn back to a question, how did I learn this mystical thing when I was a 10-year-old boy? I went to a friend who already knew how to drive bicycles. He was 16 years old. And he told me two secrets. And with these secrets I found out balance. These two secrets will also help you to get your connection with Krishna. Focus and energy. We could call them also in highly philosophical terms, Sambandha and Abhideya, but I will be very practical this evening. When you drive on a bicycle, you must focus yourself. I'm going towards that tree, and I will not give up. I will just, this is my direction, this is my focus. And then some energy is required. And then the bicycle goes and balance, no problem. I beg you, during this retreat, keep these two things over your head. And you will learn the secrets of Krishna consciousness. Keep your focus and your concentration, your direction. And for 1 week, apply your energy to the tasks ahead. I can guarantee you that you will experience this connection and with it a wonderful transformation of the heart. But you need these two words, focus and energy. They are your best friends throughout the retreat. Then miracles can happen in your spiritual life. You will awaken your original Krishna consciousness at least to some parts of them, you know, to a good degree, you could say, that original Krishna consciousness will be awakened. We started these retreats on a small scale. It was maybe the year 2001, where we just went away from everything into a little house in the Swiss Alps. In the midst of the mountains, far away from our usual living space and usual action space, we rented Hari's Chalet, that was the name of the house, and then chanted many extra rounds and learned how to focus ourselves. A little later, so many devotees were interested that we rented an island in the Mediterranean Sea. I remember in these first retreats, people from all over the world started to fly in. Then we received invitations to America to conduct our retreats there. And now Bhuri Jamprabhu got the idea, let's teach a japa and retreat even in Vashana in India. You can see, by the mercy of the holy name, the retreat culture has grown, and now we are, to serve the devotees, we are building a retreat center next to Govardhan. All over the world, these japa retreats are offered by other teachers. Giriraj Maharaj is one, and Niranjana Maharaj, and everywhere the retreats are offered, and it is very, very nice to see the development, and really the I would say the establishment of a retreat cultures in ISKCON with deep roots into the heart of the devotees. In these retreats, we try to awaken the spiritual warrior in you. At the moment, he's sleeping in most of our lives. Or is partially awake. Let me give you an example. I just read this by one of your Russian authors, and I want to repeat it today with profit, with benefit. Once there was a sultan who was very, very sick. He asked all the doctors of his kingdom to come and help him, but everyone failed. He became so frustrated that he deep captivated all the doctors, and there was a long row of heads on the wall surrounding the city, the doctor heads. Finally, in utter frustration, he went to one of his ministers and said, "Is there no doctor left?" I'm dying. I'm since 20 years ill. I can't even leave my bed on my own strength any longer. So the minister answered, "Yes, there is one doctor left who can cure all diseases." What? Why didn't you tell me about him earlier? Well, he can cure all diseases, but he talks so aggressively that I think you wouldn't be able to tolerate what he says. I can tolerate anything, not this, but except this pain of my disease. Bring him immediately. The minister came with the doctor. Sultan was just in his bed and looked at the doctor and said, "Huh? So? But the doctor didn't say anything. The Sultan asked his minister, why is he silent? I forbade him to talk. He's just impossible when he talks. No, I, it's a matter of life and death. Let him talk. Let him do his thing. Speak, doctor." The doctor said, "Your Majesty, I can cure you under 3 conditions. First condition, you give me the fastest horse in your kingdom and a bag of gold and put it before the gates of the town." Horse. Second condition is, send everyone out of their palace because you might scream, and no one of your subjects should see the Sultan in a weak moment. Okay, said the Sultan, what is your third condition? "Okay," said the Sultan, "what is your third condition?" your bodyguards. You must forbid them to follow any one of your orders for 1 hour. Tell them if they follow your order, you will have them decaptivated. Хорошо, says the Sultan. Fast! Okay, said the doctor. I'm not a doctor, I can't cure you. I am here to fulfill 3 desires. The first is to spit you into your ugly monster face. I'm sorry, but this is what he did. The Sultan said, he was shocked. My second desire is to urinate in your dirty face. And he did it. The Sultan began to move his head. He said to his guards, kill this man. But the guards were so afraid to not obey his first order that they for 1 hour shouldn't follow anything, that they just looked the other way. Because we are in the Hare Krishna society, I will not tell you what he did, the third thing. The Sultan remembered, I have a sword somewhere. And with great effort, he moved out of his bed. The sword, so that he would, just hit him hard at the knees. But the doctor was gone. He asked the servant, where is this rascal? And very afraid, they hinted with their heads. The Sultan somehow was grabbing the wall, was getting down the stairs. He found a horse. He tried. For 5 minutes, he was too weak. But finally he got on that horse. Let's go, he said to the horse. And he started to ride. For 20 years he hadn't moved. Now finally something was waking up in him. The old warrior was waking up. Faster, faster, he told the horse. All his army saw him. My God, the Sultan is healthy, he rides. They jumped on their horses, and later they found the Sultan in the desert. He was in the sand. He was laughing. This wonderful rascal doctor. He has cured me. I'm healthy. Highball. not Haribo. He's a Muslim. Yes. praise to Allah or something. Yes. How do you like this story? Well, I might also do what the doctor said to you. I might challenge you. What kind of devotees are you? You are chanting since 1 year. Look at you, you're still so attached to material life. You have applauded me, so I'm taking my opportunity. During this retreat, I will try to move you out of your comfort zone. We will all move very intensely to waken up our dormant Krishna consciousness. For this, we have designed 6 guidelines for your successful retreat, which should be somewhere here. I think all of you got a map. Please open. Do you have your map with you? There should be 6 guidelines, the pillars of your success. People get tomorrow or? Yeah, but no, it seems to be there, right? Yeah. Can you give one for, yeah, oh yes, dobro. But you have ears, you can, yes. And tomorrow you get it. Can I have one copy for Vraja Renu, please? but don't be afraid. I mean, I will not say such drastic words as this, doctor, you know, no need. Here are 6 guidelines for you, and I request you to pick them up if you still don't have them, because you will need them to make your retreat a successful experience. First guideline, be willing to enter a new space. I request you to separate from the outside world as much as possible and to cut the usual distractions. Here comes something intense. Minimal telephone and email contact. No newspaper, no TV, only Krishna, Krishna. Yes. That's very important. If you want to have a new experience, you must make space for the new experience to come. We are so full with our ordinary life, like a room which is too full with too many unwanted furnitures. Throw out all these unusual, these unnecessary contacts to the world. Make space for Krishna. Second, join a community of seekers. What I mean with this is we are all now in the same boat. We want to make the retreat a success for all of us. There will be exercises, and I request you to take part fully. Share openly and be punctual. Punctual, very important. Otherwise, we have to wait for you. The third is a very important point. Take complete responsibility for your own experience. You know, you are not, please don't say, okay, another seminar, all right, I hope there's good prasadam. And at the end, somehow this Satchinandan Swami will make me healthy. And if it doesn't work, well, so many things didn't work for me, no problem. You will get as much as you put into the retreat from it. So take full responsibility. It's your retreat. Your experience. Give it your best, and I'm sure you will all make breakthrough experiences. Fourth rule, enter a symbolic death. You know, to make advancement, you have to eliminate something and accept something new. If I walk, then at one step I will take the foot from the old position, and have to place it into a new position. Progress can only take place when you do the same thing. Eliminate something old, the old position, and accept a new position. Never forget, if you want to get something very high, you have to maybe give up something which is low. There is this word in all traditions, die to live. You know, give up something old to start your new life. There is rule number 5, experience a new birth. This means when you have new insights and discoveries, practice them immediately. And the final point number 6 is depend on divine grace. I suggest people could we distribute this a little later, because otherwise everyone will be with your distribution skills. So the 6th means really, it's very difficult for me to really express it, to be a receiver and not an achiever. Do you
То есть также значение шестого принципа можно переносить таким образом, что мы здесь не достигаем, но мы здесь.
With this we mean, so often we want to make things happen by our own skills and efforts, but in Krishna consciousness we just are dependent on actually kripa or mercy. So we have to learn to just receive it and take it.
Добиваться чего-то своими силами, сами обретающего, но в сознании Кришны мы на самом деле ожидаем милости, и мы должны научиться принимать эту милость.
I have told something today to Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, and I want to expand on this to all of you.
Сегодня мы обсуждали эту тему с Бхакти Вигьяна Махараджа, и я хотел бы немного продолжить.
See, I'm from a family of achievers. My father was one of the Germans, one of the many, many Germans who helped build up the economy, which was destroyed by the Allied forces. A few of them were the Red Army also. My father trained us at the dinner table. Boys, you have to become valuable contributing members of society, build also tunnels and streets and roads and autobahns and, you know, bring Germany back on its economical feet.
Научал нас всегда. Ребята, дети мои, вы должны стать полезными членами этого общества. Вы должны строить туннели, строить дороги, мосты, строить автобаны, чтобы сопоставить Германию.
I found out that his education influenced my many years of my Krishna consciousness, where I also always wanted to achieve something.
Я понял, что это обучение, это образование, эти поучения моего отца очень сильно повлияли на меня.
I wanted to make progress and wanted to gain insights. I wanted to build so many projects, but I am asking myself nowadays, is this really the plan of Krishna? What can we do on our own strengths? What if I just start to beg for mercy and receive from Krishna whatever he wants me to do? And I found out that since I'm doing this, I'm doing much more than ever before. But these are all things Krishna gives me. So, these are our six guidelines which I suggest you adopt, and when you leave this hall, please make sure to collect your map from Viprakit. Maybe you want to stand at that time at the exit, and in this way make things. Now I must say, did they get their Sankalpa cards, everyone? No, then I can't do this exercise. Did they get their rubber-free complaint band? Also not. Yeah. It's very important that my team works very, very much together with me, and well, they don't understand English, and that's a problem. You have to say, you have to inform me when you get informations what you should do and you can't do them, no problem, but I have to know, because otherwise I'm, you know, yeah. Yes, for the team, huh? For those who help, huh? I want to take you now through an exercise. Well, you don't need anything else except your neighbor. See, Prabhupada used to often say that 90% of the advancement in Krishna consciousness is dependent on the quality of our chanting the holy names. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that the first form of Krishna which the conditioned soul meets is Krishna in his holy name. Chanting the holy name is crucial for our spiritual life. Many things you can replace. You can be married or not married. You can eat a lot of prasadam or you can eat prana. I don't think anyone will do this here, but I'm saying many things are optional. You can become Krishna consciousness even when you are so poor that you can't afford a dhoti or sari. No problem. But you cannot become Krishna conscious if you don't know how to chant properly. Therefore, we want to now go into this holy name retreat so that we can learn to improve our practice. I request you now to turn to your neighbor. Everyone, please, because you will have to discuss something with your neighbor. And you can now distribute the Sankalpa cards when they do this. So, may I ask you a question first, a technical question. Who has not yet found a neighbor? Look around, and then you have your neighbor. Do they understand? It seems you don't understand. Again. Who has not yet found a neighbor? Now look around. If someone else raises the hand and go to him, that's your partner. Maybe someone can help those who are a little slow in comprehension. Yes, very good. It's important that you all participate in this. In the exercises, remember, participate fully. Don't be shy and Russian. Don't say Russian, yes. Yeah. So, now, I request you to discuss with your neighbor what you could get out of this japa and kirtan retreat. What is your goal? It's important that you discuss this back and forth, because I will ask you afterwards to write your goal down on a little card which you will keep throughout the retreat. Once again, the question: what do you hope to get out of this retreat? Why have you come here? Maybe someone of you will say, well, I hope to really chant more concentrated. Or maybe you say, I can see that I'm often so diverted in my attention while I chant. I really hope to cure this inattention. Listen also to what your neighbor says, because maybe he has a good idea which you would also like to follow up. See, in this exercise we want to become clear about what is our inner orientation or sankalpa. Your inner intention will really decide what you get out of this retreat. Intention or sankalpa always helps us to get something out of anything. Imagine some of the one brahmachari here, I'm just constructing an example to make you laugh, has the intention to find an attractive lady. Don't be shocked, I'm just giving an example. So he won't concentrate so much on the content, but he will look around and go, and be very attractive somehow. Or maybe a lady has come here to find a millionaire. By the way, I think this is the wrong place, you know. but just as an example, that lady will also not be 100% concentrated. But imagine now on the other side, someone has come here to really... I hope I didn't disturb the brahmacharis too. No problem. Yes, good. Yeah. I told you I will challenge you a little bit. So, like the doctor, and the sultan. So you have to tolerate me a little bit. Hare Krishna. So. The intention will really, you imagine someone has the intention, I want to really work on my chanting of the holy name. That intention would inform all his activities. Intention is so powerful. Let us stop to judge a person by what he presently is. Let us see what is his intention, because if his intention is strong enough, he will become that. So I request you now to discuss this a little bit for about 7 minutes. And afterwards, during this exercise, some of my team members will go around. I hope they hear this now and distribute the Sankalpa cards to you. So, I would like to do you all have these little cards now? If you don't have them, no problem. Take a piece of paper and write down what is your Sankalpa. What is your inner orientation? And every evening before you go to bed, you look at it and see how well you did. And if every morning you wake up, you review your Sankalpa. The Sankalpa will help you to stay fixed and oriented. Your direction and purpose will be clear, and you will get. And then, if you put some energy to supply to live your Sankalpa, you will get the feeling of connection with Krishna. Please remember, in order to experience balance, you need focus and energy. So if you want connection with Krishna, you need to know who you are, need to know your practice well, and then if Krishna wants, he will give you the feeling of connection. Yes, Sambandha Gyan. Huh? If you're fixed on your identity and on Krishna, and then you practice with energy, you will make a wonderful experience. Miracles in your japa and kirtan will happen. And you will walk out of this room as a self-realized soul. At the end of the week, huh? Now I would request His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj to kindly give us some orientation and spiritual education for our retreat. I can see still the distribution of cards is going on. So, what? Yes, that I will do at the end. Yeah, I've not forgotten. Yes, and you please, even if you can't write down now in the evening, you please write down your Sankalpa. I will check on you tomorrow in the workshop. So let us now listen very attentively to Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj's instructions to all of us, how we will enter the retreat and make the best out of it.
Сейчас, пожалуйста, со всем вниманием, что давайте вместе будем слушать Бхакти Вигьяна Махараджа, что он расскажет о том, как нам
Держись, это